Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the University of Jamestown Athletic Director Sean Johnson joining us. Sean, welcome to our show.
Warren, glad to be here.
Hey, it's good to have you on, Sean. Of course, our ESPN listeners, not new to hearing the voice of Sean Johnson, providing color for Steve Linsmeyer over the sports season, which has been fun for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. You know, that way I'm not nodding off during a game or anything. Not that I would be doing that, but I enjoy it. I enjoy that. It keeps me really into the game, and that way I can actually say a few things and not have to be quiet because I can't yell at the officials or anybody. So
you can yell at Steve then.
I can yell at Steve. Yeah, that's easy to do.
Perfect. So we got Sean Johnson joining us here on Let's Talk. We're going to talk a little bit about Neumann Arena. We're going to talk about the upcoming sports for the spring. But first, let's wrap up the winter sports. We just got done at Sioux City, Iowa, with the Jimmy women, another heartbreaking season end, but what a good team. I mean, that we had this year.
Yeah, great season for a lot of our teams during the winter. Men's and women's basketball each won a conference championship. The men tied for the regular season. I got beat in the semifinals of the conference tournament. Of course, the women won the regular season and the conference tournament. They had to go to Dickinson the last weekend of the year to wrap up the regular season, and then swept the tournament here at home. Really good game against Valley in front of a great crowd at the Civic Center. Then went down to Sioux City, Iowa. And last year was kind of heartbreaking because we lost in the first round to Oregon Tech. And lo and behold, we got to play Oregon Tech again. And then we beat them. And then we played a higher-ranked team in Davenport, team ranked in the, I think, sixth in the country when we played them. And played a terrific game and defeated them. And ran into a buzzsaw at Concordia. Out of Seaver, Nebraska, and they kind of we played really well, played extremely hard. You know, they could have easily blown us out, but didn't. We really hung in there and lost to them in the Elite Eight, and that's the second time in the last 3 years we've made the Elite Eight. It's the furthest we've ever been in the tournament. So tremendous year by Greg Euland and his kids and Danny Neville and his group as well. And then wrestling, both our wrestling teams had tremendous years. Both teams had a national finalist, Amy Fernside on the women's wrestling team, and then Dylan Kiefer on the men's side. And they both lost in the championship match, but both of them advanced to the national championship. We had two All-Americans on the men's side, which is the best we've done in nationals since 2003, and another top 10 finish nationally for women's wrestling. So Tony Deanna and Dan Lovell did a tremendous job.
Wow.
And then indoor track had another great year. Jim Clark and the Jimmy women's team won another conference championship. That's coach's 40th conference championship, which is just incredible. And had a lot of kids qualify for nationals in Johnson City, Tennessee, and had a couple of All-Americans and Rachel Heikert and Kyan Ariano from right here in Jamestown. So another tremendous season for indoor track and field student athletes. So it was a great winter, did a lot of great things. And of course, hockey, finished their first season. They were kind of capped it off by beating the number one ranked team in the country, Minot State, here at home in the last home game of the year. And they actually finished number 7 in the country in the last national ranking.
Wow.
And which means if we would have been eligible to go to the national tournament, we would have been in there. They take the top 20 teams. So really looking forward to next year with that group. A lot of those kids are coming back. And Dean Stork, our coach, did a tremendous job in his first year. So, it was a great winter sports season for the Jimmies.
Dang, yeah. Jimmies all across the nation with all these sports. So with winter wrapping up, we're heading into the spring. We've got track. We've got baseball. We've got lots of golf going on this spring as well.
Yeah, the alleged spring that we have here in North Dakota.
That's true.
Spring. So we've been doing a lot of traveling, obviously not playing anything at home. We've been to Nebraska and Iowa, and both teams have been to Arizona, and the baseball team actually had a unique opener. They went to US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis and won 4 games over there. So that was a great experience for our student athletes. And both teams went down to Arizona and had pretty good trips. And then actually since then, we've played really well. Both teams, the softball team beat Morningside, who was ranked top 10 in the country, and baseball has had a couple good trips since returning from Arizona. They're trying to open up the conference season this weekend. The weather's going to be a little tough this weekend, I think, for both teams trying to get things in. April gets really busy for us because, in theory, we'll get to play at home. Jack Brown Stadium has a new dugout, so we're excited about that. And Trapper Field, of course, is in great shape after the renovation. So April, hopefully, weather permitting, will be a really busy month for us for both baseball and softball. And then in May, We host the first two rounds of the North Star Athletic Association baseball tournament at Jack Brown Stadium. That's in early May. Yeah. And then the second weekend in May, we're hosting the North Star Athletic Association Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Taylor Stadium. So we're looking forward to that as well. Golf will be very busy. They really play the bulk of their season in the fall when we know we have guaranteed good weather.
Yeah.
They have made one trip already. They went down to Lawrence, Kansas during spring break, and the weather being what it was, not very good weather on Monday, but they played, got snowed out on Tuesday, and 3 days later it was 86 degrees. So just kind of the luck of the draw.
It sounds like North Dakota for you.
It does, except for the 86. So, you know, they've got a busy season ahead of them, as well as track and field, as they're going to open up outdoor here pretty soon. So, yeah, it's going to be extremely busy, but we're looking forward to it. You know, it's always kind of strange because things tend to calm down, especially for home events in March, and then we pick up in April with a lot of home events, and then May, and then it's over. So we're headed down the home stretch, but we got a lot of great things we can still accomplish this year.
Absolutely. Lots of great games. Like you said, lots of different sporting events to take in that'll be coming up. Again, Athletic Director of the University of Jamestown, Sean Johnson, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So Sean, let's talk a little bit about Newman Arena. Recently, some of the staff and Steve and I got to join you guys and join a couple of other people on a tour of it. That thing's coming together real nice.
It really is. And since you've gotten to take that tour, of course, we've made more progress. All the light fixtures in the arena that'll cover the arena floor have been installed. The drywall is really taking shape in the athletic training facility, so you can see the football locker room a little bit better. You can see the shape of the athletic training center and where the hydro pool is going to be, and just the size of that facility is probably 7 or 8 times the size of what we have right now, which is tremendous when you have over 500 student athletes. The hallway that takes up the athletic training center and actually connects the Larson Center to Newman Arena, all that stuff is taking shape. The good thing is they were able to get the arena enclosed probably about a month and a half ago, so really a lot of the construction on the inside has really picked up. They're working probably about 6 days a week, and even on a day like today where it's raining, you know, they're still inside so they can get in there and get things done. I think one of the biggest cosmetic things that will happen next is they need to fill in the area where the main entrance will be and where the Jimmy Booster Room will be, and then, you know, put the concrete slab down. Once that happens, that'll give it a whole different feel on the inside. So they're making great progress. We did lose some weeks to construction on the outside because of the winter that we've had. But the good news is they're starting to make that time up. So we're really hoping by early September that our teams will move in there. We'll be able to get in our locker rooms and start practicing in there. In terms of the athletic training center, that will be ready to go in early August when soccer and volleyball and football report.
Wow.
And the new football locker rooms over there, that'll be ready to go when they report as well. And then we're constructing a football equipment room actually in the old childcare area inside the Larson Center. So things are really coming together. It's very exciting. We're actually starting to plan events and looking at our schedules and when are we going to practice and when are we going to play games in there. But we know the first real athletic contest that will happen there is the end of September. We're hosting an all school reunion the last weekend of September, which is the 28th through October the 1st. We have homecoming football. We've got volleyball going on then, so it's going to be a very, very exciting time. A lot of events going on, and you want to mark down November the 4th because that'll probably be the busiest day on the calendar, because on November the 4th, we've got football at home, we've got hockey at home, we have both basketballs at home, we have volleyball at home, and then we're trying to host a big men's wrestling tournament.
Oh,
so other than that, we've got nothing going on. So, but just block everything out for November 4th next year. And the weekend of September 29th, 30th, because there's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah.
Football's got 6 home games. They just picked up their final home game a couple weeks ago. We're actually going to host the defending national champions.
That's a big one.
On the second weekend of the year, St. Francis out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. The good news is they're coming here. So we're excited about that. So we actually start off the season with 2 straight home games. We host Hastings the last weekend in August and then St. Francis the Labor Day weekend. So we're excited about that, the fact we get to play 6 home games. And like I said, volleyball doesn't actually have a home event until the end of September. So things are starting to come together. It's going to be an exciting time. You asked me if I was bored. I'm not, because you're always looking ahead and always planning. And we're really, really excited for Newman Arena to open up. We're so grateful to all our donors that have contributed to that. We're still raising money to finish some projects in the arena. And it's just going to be spectacular, not only for our student athletes, but certainly all the Jimmy Boosters and fans that come to our game, but most of our student athletes.
Definitely. Perfect. Well, Sean, we appreciate the updates, and get out there, support your Jimmy Athletics. I mean, that's what they need. They need a home crowd, and that's
absolutely
what we're here for, right?
Absolutely. Go Jimmys.
Thanks, Sean.
No problem, Warren.